Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the heart transplant. The heart transplant. About 50 years ago in 1967, the first successful heart transplant was performed in Cape Town, South Africa. And since then, there are thousands of hearts being placed inside of people every single year. About 5,000 heart transplants are successfully performed each year, and more than 3,000 people at any given time are on the waiting list to receive a heart transplant. Now, you may be wondering, what in the world does a heart transplant have to do with me building and running and maintaining a viable business enterprise? What does it have to do with my efforts as an entrepreneur? How is it going to help me succeed in my day-to-day activities? Well, I submit to you that every entrepreneur needs a heart transplant in order to be successful. Now, I don't mean the kind where you go into the operating table and where a donor donates their physical heart. On the contrary, I mean the kind of heart or the mental processes and the attitude makeup that allow us to be successful in everything we do. We've got to change our hearts in some cases, meaning that we've got to adjust some of the principles and philosophies that we believed in the past and that we may have abided by in the corporate arena in order to succeed in running our own show. Let's discuss that when we outline the HEART acronym. The H in this HEART acronym reminds us of the importance to help. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance to help. We've got to admit we live in a very selfish society. I'll give you one perfect example. The camera was invented in the early 1800s, over 200 years ago, yet it's only in the last 10 years that we started taking pictures of ourselves. The term selfie never existed. In all the 200 plus years the camera was around, we never took pictures of ourselves. However, we do so today. Back in the day when you wanted to see yourself, you looked in a mirror. Now, obviously, we want to take a picture and send it to the world. Well, that's an example of how most of the time the society in which we live today has become self-centered. Nobody wants to help anybody. And the question is always asked, what's in it for me? Well, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that the first step of that heart transplant is adopting a philosophy and a mindset of helping. I challenge you to perform a selfless act today. Do something that does not help you at all, but it does help somebody else. And I would say that if it helps somebody else, yes, it does help you. See, there are some things that helping does to us. First, I say that helping changes our perspective. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it changes our perspective. The way we see things changes when we decide to help someone else. The Global Legacy Initiative that many embark upon, the help that the Success Training Institute provides to those who are less fortunate, it is an example of a selfless act. A selfless act will change everything about your perspective. It'll help you see things differently. Volunteering at homeless shelters and going down to the soup kitchens and helping individuals and donating our time is one of the ways that we begin to see, man, this can really make a difference in somebody else's life. Other thing helping does is it changes our personality. Remember those fictional stories, the Grinch that stole Christmas and Scrooge and all those things? These are individuals who had one personality before they started helping and another personality after they started helping. I tell you, my friends and neighbors, when you have someone on your team and you're committed to helping them, not just because it has a way of helping you, but because it's going to change their life, I challenge you and I assure you that it will change yours too. That E in our HEART acronym simply reminds us of the power of echo. Yes, my friends, I said echo. If you've ever gone to a cave on a tour or a hiking expedition or visited the Grand Grand Canyon, then you've experienced the power of echo. You can say hello, and then you'll hear hello, 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 hello. Many times you'll hear that same hello come right back to you. The power of echo is when we realize that whatever we say will be repeated. It makes sure then that we are encouraging every time we talk. We have to speak the words that our whole team can rally around. The presidents and public figures have to be very careful about what they say because they'll hear an echo. It'll show up in the paper, and I tell you what, it'll often be a little more twisted than the way they said it. It'll be another spin on it, and every single word that public figure says is carefully scrutinized. Well, you may not realize it, my friends and neighbors, but by the same token, every word you say, every social media post, every email, every comment, positive or negative, is going to be magnified. Since the echo effect is going to take place anyway, let's make sure that what is echoed on our behalf is echoes of positivity. Yes, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to remember the power of the echo. Know that what you say will be repeated. It may not sound exactly like you said it, so to speak, but it's going to be repeated in time and time again. That A in our heart acronym reminds us of the importance of alacrity. Yes, that may be a new word for some. Alacrity, A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y. It simply is an eager and cheerful readiness. It is the attitude with which we do something. You've heard alacrity in terms such as service with a smile. Alacrity reflects more on our attitude. Have you ever had someone help you with a bad attitude? They may have taken you somewhere as a kid or did something for you, and they complained the whole time. They were sick of the drive, and look at this traffic, and I wouldn't even be in this traffic if it wasn't for you, and I wouldn't even had to do this if it were not for you, you know. And you almost refuse to help because you know that some people are only going to help with a bad attitude. They're going to complain about how early it is and that they have so many other better things to do than to be in the position of helping someone else. Well, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to avoid that attitude and everyone that has it and adopt an attitude of alacrity. That attitude says, I'm eager to do. I'm happy to do. I'm serving with a smile on my face. It's doing a good thing and doing that good thing with a great attitude. I challenge you, my friends, when people feel like you want to help, then they receive help a whole lot better. Remember, from the selfish society in which we live, most people don't agree or believe that you even want to help them. And when you show that attitude of gratitude, that attitude of excitement, that attitude of energy, then everyone gets on board. I wish we had enough time to finish this segment. And if you did enjoy it, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute a little bit deeper. Contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.